We will now start with moving with awareness. Attend to these exercises with the same kind of care as you did with the body scan. Lie comfortably on your back, on the mat or blanket, allowing the body to settle into what we call corpse pose or corpse position. Your head may be resting on a firm cushion so it can lie in line with your spine. Legs straight, the feet falling away from each other, and the arms alongside the body, with the palms open to the ceiling if that feels comfortable to you. In this practice, you listen carefully to what is happening in the body. You notice what your possibilities are and where you meet physical boundaries and how you deal with them. You may feel sensations of tension, space, tingling, pressure, itching, a stabbing or tearing feeling, warmth, and so on. The aim is not to do your very best or to perform exquisitely, but to follow the movement step by step, investigating the possibilities and limits in a gentle way. Not trying to force yourself to be different from how you are right now, in this moment. Mindful movement is about cultivating awareness as you do this practice. It's not a competition with yourself or anyone else. Try to really notice what you're feeling as precisely as possible. Be aware of the difference between stretching and striving. You can ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my shoulders, my back, my legs? What qualities does it have? And is my mind reacting to it or responding to it? If you wish to skip something, assume a comfortable position. You can then visualize or imagine yourself doing what the audio is describing. Remember to breathe through the nose as much as is possible and to work with the eyes open in times and closed at other times. Now, gently bring your attention to your breathing. Feel the abdomen expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. Let it move on its own accord, and not forcing it. And if there is any tension or strain or stress left over from what you've been doing, letting it leave your body on each out-breath. And on the in-breath, breathing in a sense of vitality and lightness and renewed energy. Let's begin now on an in-breath with stretching the arms up over the head. When you reach the floor with the hands, continue breathing, stretching the entire body out in a gentle way, the fingers in one direction, the heels in the other, not with too much strength, but just feeling your entire body stretching right through the fingertips and right through the toes. The whole body stretching. And then bringing the arms slowly and mindfully back up and down all the way. Feeling your arms, experiencing them making contact with the floor, and experience them relaxing and letting go as the floor takes on the work of holding them up. And then just coming back to the flow of your breathing in the belly, gently listening, gently perceiving. Now, let's bend both knees so the feet are flat on the floor. First, notice the intention, and then bringing them up one by one. The knees pointing up towards the ceiling, and the arms are still relaxed alongside the body. The head resting on the mat or cushion, the neck soft and free, the shoulders and back spacious, supported by the floor. Perhaps there might come some boredom. And if that is the case, then just stay with it. How does that feel? How do you respond to it? Or maybe you notice some restrictions in your hip or lower back. And what happens now? Perhaps there is some sadness or irritation. And just gently notice what you feel and what your reaction is. We'll do some pelvic tilts now by first thinking of the tailbone and then bringing the tailbone slightly off the floor and bringing the pelvis towards you, slightly contracting the belly while the base of the spine and the lower back is pushing gently into the floor. And then tilting the pelvis the other way so that you make a space between the floor and the back. And then once again, tilting the pelvis the other way. And just gently rocking back and forth. Tilting the pelvis back and forth. Just doing that at your own pace as you breathe naturally. And when you're ready, slowly come to a stop. Bring the pelvis back to a neutral resting position. Sensing the effects. Breathing and listening. Now, bring the knees up one by one in the direction of the belly, noticing the intention and then bringing them up. You can wrap the hands around the shins or on the inside of the upper legs, letting the legs rest here for a while and perhaps letting them sink deeper towards the belly as you breathe. Start to make circular motions now with the legs. First move the legs gently to the right. Let the knees take the lead to make a circle to the right. Notice what is happening in the back or hip joint. Do it at your own pace. Let the legs come back in the center. And now make a circle starting to the left. And let the legs come back to the center. Now, on an out-breath, you can lift the head in the direction of the knees, First, thing the head away from the spine, and then letting it move in a curve towards the knees, while the shoulders come slightly off the floor. Stay here for a moment and continue breathing restfully. And remember that you can always stop and bring the head back on the floor. If you have neck pain or a headache, then just visualize the exercise. And bring the head back if you haven't done so. Bring both feet to the floor now, knees up. Have a moment of rest and stillness. Noticing if you're holding any unnecessary tension anywhere. Experiencing your breathing. Gently perceiving with kindness how you are doing. Now stretch the right leg out and bring the left knee up in the direction of the belly. You can bring your hands around the knee or upper leg just behind the back of the knee and gently start to rotate the leg and the joint slowly. Now, what kind of sensations do you encounter in this region? Stopping perhaps to feel even deeper. If you encounter a limitation or intense sensation at any point, not immediately backing away from it, but breathe with it, stay with it, observing it with kind interest. What does my body do? What does my mind do? What does my body want? And now, if you want, bring the head up in the direction of the belly. And bring it gently back on the floor. Now, switching legs in a mindful way. Bringing both feet on the floor, knees pointing to the ceiling, and then bring the right knee up and stretching the left leg out. And perform the circular movements of the leg in the hip joint and the lifting of the head at your own pace, stopping wherever it is necessary. Listening to the messages your body gives you about what your limits are and where you need to back off for a moment. But you can also stay with these limits and experience them a little more deeply than you might usually do. And when you're ready, stretching the legs out and resume the corpse pose and bring your attention gently back to the breathing. The abdomen expanding gently on the in-breath and falling back towards your spine on each out-breath. Noticing the thoughts that flip through your mind, maybe telling you what you should be doing next, or the need to go quicker, or thoughts about the past or the future, and whatever they are, letting them come and go through the mind without being especially disturbed or distracted by them, or giving them any energy at all. And instead, being here now, on the mat, developing your capacity to direct your attention to observe what is happening moment by moment with kindness and friendliness, and in this way improve your well-being. Now, let's do the half bridge pose, bringing the feet to the floor and the knees up towards the ceiling. Take the time. The feet a little closer to the buttocks than they were before, and letting the arms rest alongside the body. Now slowly bringing the tailbone towards you and then further so it comes up off the floor and go on until the whole lower back and part of the upper back is off the floor, staying in the half bridge pose. The body resting on the back of the head, the neck and the shoulders and arms. And on the feet. And the rest of the body is arched. Perhaps you feel the thigh muscles as they slowly start to fatigue. Or any other sensations you experience in this particular posture. And as much as possible, letting the arms be completely relaxed. The face, the back of the head and neck relaxed, and continue breathing. And when you're ready, if you did not already, just lowering the back and the pelvis back to the floor. And you can do it one more time if you want to. When you're ready, lowering the back and the pelvis back to the floor and stretching the legs out. Release. And being aware of the breathing and the whole body resting on the floor. Now, when you're ready, roll on your side. First being aware of the intention to move, and then let the head lead to come up to your hands and knees. And in this position, we are going to arch the back on the out-breath, letting the head and the tailbone come down and do a cat stretch. Arching the back as high up as it will go as the head comes down between the arms. And then, after a moment or two, reversing it on the in-breath. Letting the belly come down, the tailbone and the head come up as you breathe in, and then exhaling again and arching the back once more. Repeat this a few times in your own rhythm. And then bring the back and the back of the head straight, parallel with the ceiling. The top of the skull and the sitting bones directed to the walls in front and behind you. Now, moving the right leg out, stretching it slowly, noticing the movement of the leg while lifting it up in the air behind you, and as well raising the left arm and stretching that out. And then stay here breathing, working and strengthening your back. And when you're ready, lowering the knee to the floor and the hand, and then do the other side. You can do it a few times on each side. Experiencing your body in this specific posture and experiencing and accepting yourself as you are, the limits as they are in this moment, and breathing in and out with them. And when you're ready, move onto your back. Lying with the hands alongside the body and the feet falling away from each other. And just feel what the consequences of having done this are. Looking at yourself with gentle interest and curiosity. We are now ready to do a simple twist stretch. Draw the feet up against the buttocks, aware of the intention of drawing the feet up and letting them rest on the mat, knees together, breathing in and out a few times. And when you're ready, letting the knees go over gently to the right as far as they go to the floor. Gently. The left foot will come up off the floor and be on top of the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee. And let it hang, not forcing it. And then turning with your head and looking to the left. And just feeling the stretch across the chest into the left armpit or wherever it is that you feel it. And breathing in and out with this posture. Drop down to a state where you are not resisting to gravity. And every time you breathe in, you feel the abdomen stretch. And every time you breathe out, just think a little bit more into the stretch as you relax and let go, as your muscles let go and lengthen. And then, on an in-breath, bringing the knees back up to vertical. wait for a moment and then letting them go over to the floor in the other direction to the left. And again, letting your body fall into the floor. Full awareness of each moment. Full awareness of your breathing and of the sensations associated with being in this particular position. And when you're ready, bring the knees back up. Staying here for a while. And if you wish, you can stretch the legs out, resuming the corpse pose. Now, simply becoming aware of lying here, allowing the eyes to close if you feel comfortable with it, and becoming aware of the wave-like movements of the breath and the belly. And as we lie here, becoming aware of being right here, right now, centered and focused, and on each out-breath letting go and sinking deeper into the floor and into a state of relaxed stillness and awareness. And as the audio comes to an end now, you might want to take a moment and give yourself some credit. Acknowledge that you have taken the time to do this. You worked on the quality of your attention and on giving care to yourself and your body. In this way, you can develop greater strength and flexibility, not simply in your body, but also in your emotional life. And developing a deeper appreciation for life and the feelings and the limits that are associated with it. And here ends the audio.